Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no Palestinian state if he wins the Israeli election to be held later today. While his right-wing Likud party started the campaign ahead in the polls, it is trailing the main centre-left challenger, and he's looking to shore up his base. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Jerusalem.
Benjamin Netanyahu entered this campaign a front-runner, but he's been slipping, and as of the last opinion poll on the weekend, his right-wing Likud party trailed the centre-left Zionist Union. He's battling a fractured right-wing vote, and he's consistently warned his left-wing challengers will sell out in negotiations over a Palestinian state. To make the point, on his last day of campaigning, he visited one of the Israeli settlements considered illegal under international law. And then the news website NRG published an interview with Mr. Netanyahu in which he rules out doing any deal if re-elected. He said, "I think that whoever today moves to establish a Palestinian state and withdraw from territory is giving territory for attacks by Islamic extremists against the State of Israel." When asked if that means a Palestinian state will not be established if he's elected, Mr. Netanyahu replied, "Indeed." That won't surprise many who've watched his career or the policies of the Likud party, and his negotiations with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas ground to a halt long ago. But it does firm up a denunciation of the peace process that began to crystallise over the weekend. Mr. Netanyahu is by no means out of the race. The electoral system means coalitions are inevitable, and more right-wing and religious parties could still team up with him to form a government. That would mean more rocky international relations ahead. But Times of Israel editor David Horovitz says the Palestinians and a nuclear deal with Iran have not been big swing issues for Israeli voters.
Those diplomatic and security issues, they're in there, they're in every Israeli's list of concerns. Small country, vulnerable country. It's just that they don't feel there's a huge world of difference between what those two prime candidates would be able to do on those issues.
Instead, the big issues here have been the high cost of living and house prices. And they're the issues that Haaretz newspaper correspondent Anshel Pfeffer says have been the focus of Mr. Netanyahu's rivals.
He doesn't seem to care or to focus very much on the cost of living issues. Instead, he wants to talk just about Iran and other international security issues that certainly caused him a lot of damage, and that's why he's hurting now in the polls.
Three times Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu has gambled it all on a poll well before his term expired. And the result is now very much on a knife edge.
And that's Matt Brown reporting there.